Because you belong to Christ. And if you don't belong to Christ, you need to become a member and belong to Christ so that when you belong to Christ, he can't have you. But without Christ, he will devour you. But we just want you to think of something this morning. Using GPS. Using GPS. And I'm not talking about the global positioning satellite system. I'm talking about God's provisional supply. Using GPS. Now, I know that most people that are listening to me today have utilized GPS. Do I get an amen from somebody? You utilize amen. GPS. You don't remember how to get nowhere. You plug in the address on your amen. Phone and it directs you where you gotta go. It tells you to turn left here, go 450 feet, turn right there, travel 4 miles, then turn left there, then bend around the curve, and then it goes, you have arrived. Now, if you've used GPS, you also know that GPS gets confused sometimes.
Yeah.
You also know that it will have an interference from another place. It'll say you have arrived and you're still 5 houses away. I know what I'm talking about. I use GPS sometimes, but let's talk about God's provisional supply. That's the real GPS. That's the real GPS. So let me put something in perspective. We talk about God. We know who God is. What is provisional? Provisional, some people say, well, that God is permanent. He ain't provisional. Well, no. Let's understand something. We're here on earth. So let's look at, because when we leave this earth and we get to heaven, the things we utilize down here won't need to be used anymore. They are provision for why we're here on earth. When I get to heaven, the Spirit ain't going to lead God me because I'm going to be with Jesus. So it won't be provisional no more. It will be with Jesus. But until I get there, God has provided a provisional supply. Provisional means arranged or existing for the present.
My God.
Says what? Possibly to be changed later. Now, I don't know about you, but if you're thinking that you ain't going to change, that you're going to be who you are now, you're not in the Word. Verses will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. When Jesus comes back, transformed to that everlasting place to be with him. And let me tell you, it will not be these bodies. So there will be a change. Provisional means serving for the time being. God has a time and God has a provision that he is with us. That's why he said, I go to prepare a place for you. And he said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and receive you what? Unto myself, that where I am, ye may be. That means he's made provision for us to move from this place to another place.
Yeah.
So this is interim. It's short term. It's impermanent. This world is not my home. I'm just passing by. My hopes and all my treasures are all laid up on, they laid on Christ, the solid rock. So God's provisional supply. So I'm going to do a quick comparison here to give you the illustration of the global positioning system and then God's provisional supply. The global positioning system was created to be able to tell us what's going on in all the world. It uses satellites. There are three parts to this. It uses satellites. So we have cast satellites up into the uttermost parts of the heavens and into the earth so that they sit there and they position things and then they connect to other satellites so that what? We can look at a place in Russia or you could see a place in China or you could see 2065 Medina or I can pull up your address and I can see your front door. That's what the satellites do. But there's not one satellite, there are several satellites. And the way they work is they beam from one to another. Anybody ever do the connect your dots? And you used to, when we were little, we used to connect the dots. And when we finished connecting the dots, we got a picture.
Yes.
And we would see a beautiful picture, and then some of us used to color the pictures in, and then you would color them in and it would look good. And then they taught you a little trick. If you want to really make the colors pop, you take a black crayon and color all over the whole thing and then scratch the black off, and all of a sudden the colors were more vibrant because they had something that, but the satellites connect the dots. Mm-hmm. But every time you have to connect from one thing to another thing, there's a weak point. Because at every connection, there could be interference. Oh, you don't have to believe me. I don't know if any of y'all got DirecTV that works off satellites. That was their thing. They could get it better. It was great until the storm came. Mm-hmm. And when the storm came, guess what? The DirecTV satellites went out. So everybody else that had landline cable was happy, but you with your DirecTV couldn't get through the satellite. Always in the middle of your favorite program. Yeah, I understand. Okay. But these satellites, now I don't care who you got, they all work with satellites. So there's still the potential for interference. But the second part of the system is a navigating system, and that's what most of us know. It can tell you based on where you are. It sees your car, your phone, or whatever device you're utilizing and tells you where you are and how to get to where you want to go.
Yeah.
So it directs you. It says, okay, you want to go from point A, 2065 Medina. I want to go to 325 Illinois Boulevard, and it'll give you two or three options. You can take the one that's most direct. You can take the one that'll cost you less money. You could take the one for the scenic route. If you want to walk, it'll take you a different path. If you want to take a bike, it'll take you a different path. If you take public transportation, it'll tell you how to do that. And not only will it do all that, it'll show you how to go. It gives you a map to get there. We familiar with that, right? We familiar. Years ago, we pulled out a map. We opened it up. We would draw a line and say, that's how I'm going to Alabama. That was the navigating system. Then they changed the roads. Maybe you never drove it, but I used to drive it. They said, if you want to go to Alabama and you don't want to go through all the traffic of the inner city, we build the bypass. We navigated you around the trappings of the inner city. I wish we had a bypass for Chicago that I can get down there without the traffic. Or as Deacon Solomon said in Sunday school, if you go to Evanston, there's no easy way to go to Evanston from out in the northwest or southwest suburbs. You gotta go through the streets. But it gave us direction. And it gives us direction. That's how most people use it today. Can I get any witnesses out there? Somebody using the navigation system. They use it with the planes. They use it with radar. They use it with war. They can do today. They can find you on a map. They pinpoint you. They can release the target bomb, and it'll get you based on what they pinpoint. That's the global positioning system. There's some good. There's some bad. The next thing that this system designed to do is to give you timing. It tells you how long it's going to take. So if I travel here and I pull up my GPS, it will tell me 29 minutes to get to 325 Illinois Boulevard from my house. However, if there's an accident, it has to readjust. If there's some interference, it has to readjust. Anybody ever use the system you've been traveling? You start out, it said an hour, then all of a sudden it was an hour 45 minutes because there was some turbulence along the way. The timing changed. And so you had to adjust even though you planned on the original timing. Our lives are operated just like a global positioning system. We make plans to be at a certain place, to get there a certain way, to do it how we want to do it, and then things changed. Oh, somebody don't want to say amen today, but I know you had plans to go to college, and you had plans to get your degree, then you had plans to get married, to have a wonderful marriage, and nothing ever changed, and live, quote, the American dream. Maybe it wasn't a white picket fence around your house, but you had a house, and that's where you are. That was the American dream. But if we look around today, some things have changed.
My God.
There's been some interference in the plans, in the satellites. There's been some changing of directions. Some of your fault, some of your situations, some had no control that had anything to do with you. The situation you changed. People want to go downtown. They can't go downtown anymore. Why? Things have changed. Oh. Last night, I was sitting going, I want to be down here. I can't even go get a Starbucks. Why? Because everything's all closed up. Then it's the timing. Your timing said, by this age, I'm going to be here, 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 and here. Now look at me now. But your timing was based on your plan. The global positioning system can only dictate it based on what it sees. And it doesn't see anything but what the world sees. Oh, y'all get that now. It sees what the world sees. We need to be careful from using the global positioning system, the GPS that the world puts on our phones and in our cars, and start using the GPS, which is God's provisional supply. It's got the same three parts. I want you to understand, it's got the same three parts. What I say, it's got three parts, and the first part is positioning. And we're going to see this. The first thing he says here, the first thing he says here is what? You got to position yourself in humility. The next thing we're going to talk about is you got to navigate. You got to be navigating by what? Casting upon who has the direction and the information to get you where you want to go. And that's on Jesus. And the last part is going to be the timing. God says it's going to be in his due season. So we're going to see the three parts of this unfold in this word. You don't believe me? Take a look at the word. First Peter 5 and 6 says what? To position yourself, get in position, you got to humble yourself, therefore under what? The mighty hand of God. You can't do it on your own. And the only way you can humble yourself under the position of God is to accept Jesus as your personal Savior. Once you accept him, it does not stop there. Then you've got to surrender all your thoughts, all your ways, all your historical views, all the data that you had plugged into you before Jesus. You got to surrender to the new data that's in the new position, which what? It's based on Jesus Christ. That means surrender that if you hit me, I hit you back. Uh-oh, somebody didn't get that. You got to surrender that. You talk about me, I'm going to talk about you back. Uh-oh, that's not what Jesus did. You got to surrender and humble yourself to get under the mighty hand of God and say, what? I have a new thing and a new way that I do in you that I'm going to draw people with love instead of fight them off with anger. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. So that's what it is. It's right there. Humble yourself, therefore, not just to be humble, but what? Under the mighty hand of God.
Yes.
You don't have to just believe it there. If you look at Isaiah, the 40th chapter, the 40th chapter of Isaiah is an awesome chapter because it talks about what God wants us to do. He starts off in Isaiah, the 40th chapter. The first thing he says in that chapter is what? Comfort ye my children. That my people, saith God. That's what Isaiah said. You got to comfort my people. And then in verse 11, he goes down. He says, wait a minute, look at this. He said, God, Jesus the Christ, God, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning, said, he shall feed his flock like a shepherd. He shall gather the lambs with his arms, carry them in his bosom, and gently lead those that what are with young. Because we get in position under the shepherd makes everything that we need available. When you can't walk, he carries you. When you can't talk, he speaks for you. When you're in danger, he gathers you. When there's trouble ahead, he keeps you from the trouble. That's the awesome wonderfulness of using God's provisional supply that doesn't stop. Then you don't have to worry. Go to the end of chapter 40. You know what it says. But they that wait upon the Lord, what, shall renew their strength? When you're weak and weary and beat down and broken up, you shall renew your strength. You shall mount up what, like wings of an eagle? Cause you what? Get in position.
Yes.
And it's not in position that you got to do it. Just get in position and surrender to God, and he does the rest.
Thank you, Lord.
He does the rest. You don't have to believe me. Look at what it said. Look at an illustration of what Jesus said to Peter in chapter 22 of Luke, in verses 31 and 32. Look at what it said. And the Lord said, Simon, Simon, behold, Satan hath desired to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. He said, well, but I have prayed for thee that not that you won't be go through it, not that you won't have to go through this challenge, but what, that thy faith fail not. That your faith in me remains strong, because guess what? Then you will be victorious. Where is your faith? Oh, change the scripture. I don't want to change the scripture, but you can substitute your name in here. The Lord says, Freddie, Freddie, behold, Satan had desire to have you, that he may sift you as wheat. He goes around, what, like a roaring lion trying to, what, devour you. That's what the enemy wants to do. But guess what? You need to stay in position under your faith. And if you stay in position under your faith, he can't harm you. I'm not praying for them to leave you. I'm not praying for them not to bother you. I'm not praying for them not to hate you. I'm praying that your faith in me remains strong.
Thank you, Lord.
That's the beauty of the GPS system, God's provisional system. Now, I got one tidbit to add here. In the worldly system, you notice I said it goes from one satellite to another satellite to another satellite. It has to keep being conveyed. There is no interference in your satellite.
Thank you, Jesus.
You have a direct connect to Jesus. There can be no interference in you hearing what Jesus said unless you allow it. Because there's no connections, it's direct. He took away the old system that went from the priests to tell the leaders, and the leaders to tell their families. He gave it to you, what? Direct.
Thank you, Lord.
Get in position, get in position, get in position. Then the other thing is, we gotta let the system navigate. We gotta let Jesus navigate. It says what? There's the positioning, then there's the navigation. We don't know all the things. Look what it says in verse 7. Casting all your care upon him.
Yeah.
Casting means to give it, to permit it, to allow it. It doesn't mean that you know, oh, no, I know how to go to the church. I know how to get there. I don't need anything. Well, one thing that the GPS is good, it will show you if there's an accident in a certain street. Mm. So guess what? It permits you to go around. Somebody hear where I'm going already, so that you don't have to, what, be sitting there in the delay.
My God.
Now watch what God does in your life. He knows that there's some stumbling blocks ahead of you that you ought to not mess with. So God said, look, I don't want you to go that way. I'm going to tell you to make a right turn. Oh, no, not a right turn. I'm going to tell you to make an about face. You see somebody, him or her, she is beautiful. He is handsome. That's your mate. That's what you run. God said, that ain't for you. I done told you what you need to renavigate and turn to where he wants you to be. Make him first, and then he'll add all the other things to it. But we get carried away. We get going. Oh, that's just the relationship. But what about our anger? You said something. Now I'm mad. I'm angered. I'm disappointed. I'm going to say something. He said, no, no, no. Casting our care upon him, for he careth for us.
Yes, Lord.
You can't do this by yourself. You don't have to stay there. Go to 1 Peter 4 and 14. He said, look at this. He said, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, say, if you be reproached or you get some issues because of the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. On that part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. When somebody challenges you because you stand up for Christ, you ain't got to slap nobody, fight back, or you just be still, because if they're after you because of God, that means the spirit of the Lord is upon you, and the spirit of the Lord is going to do what? He's got you. He's going to carry you like the good shepherd and make sure that everything's going to be okay.
Yes, God. Thank you, Lord.
That's why we can suffer. We let Jesus navigate. When we let Jesus navigate, he teaches us how to go through the process. He gives us the tools. He equips us with the right attitude of the things that we need to do. You don't believe me? Just go to the Word of God. It's in the Word of God. Philippians, the first chapter, in verses 12 to 14. Look at what he says when he's talking. Paul was talking to the Philippian church. He said, what? But I would ye should understand, brethren, that the things which happened unto me have fallen out rather into the furtherance of the gospel. He said, well, I was in prison, I was ridiculed, I was misused, I was hurt. He said, it wasn't about me. It was for the furtherance of the gospel. He said, what? So that my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palace and in all other places, and many of the brethren in the Lord, waxing confident by my bonds, are much more bold to speak the word without fear. Paul said, because because I'm in chains, because I'm in prison for the word of God, that's raising up some other victorious warriors that are willing to go on because they see that it ain't about me, it's about Christ. Because I endured, they're able to endure, and they're ready for the fight. They're ready for the journey because Jesus is navigating the journey. They see that the word that I spoke is about Christ. They see that God's got me, and I'm still okay.
Thank you, Lord.
Paul was in prison, and Paul had some privileges. Most folks got put in with the communists. Paul had his own places in prison. Paul received better service in prison than some of the others. They still permitted Paul to write while he was yet in prison. Now, think about that. Normally, when you went to prison in those days, there was no communication. Paul was still able to write letters. Paul was still able to share.
Thank you, Lord.
No matter what situation you might be in, you still can proclaim the word of God.
Yes.
But then he told Paul there had to be a certain attitude. There had to be a certain attitude. If you're going to follow and let Jesus navigate, there's got to be a certain attitude. Philippians 4 and 6 and 7 says what? But be careful for nothing, but in everything you do, but prayer and supplication, how we say? With thanksgiving. With thanksgiving, let your request be made. So I've had some good days. I've had some hills to climb. But what? I won't complain. I'm going to do it with thanksgiving. Sometimes the clouds seem high and the clouds seem low. He said, I won't complain. What? That's with thanksgiving.
Yes.
He said, and he said, look at this. When you do it and let Jesus navigate, says what? The peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall do what? Keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ, through the GPS selection satellite, through God's provisional supply, through Jesus Christ, not through the connections from the other connections from the world, but through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
He's the one who gives you peace. He's the one that placed the love in your heart. He's the one that has shown you love. He's the one that keeps fighting on your behalf. He's the one that protects you. He's the one that shows you the danger. He's the one that shows you how to understand. He's the one that gives you faith that can say to yonder mountain, just a mustard seed of faith now. Not just a mustard seed of faith. Well, you can say to yonder mountain, be moved. He's placed in you.
Yes.
So let him navigate this system. So we get in position, we navigate, and then we understand that your time is God's time. It don't belong to you.
Thank you, Lord.
It says in verse 6, I go back to verse 6. It says, humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he would what? Exalt you in what? In due time.
My God.
In due time. He didn't tell you it's going to take an hour. He didn't tell you it's going to take 10 days. He didn't tell you it's going to only be 3 years or 3 days. He said, what? Until I come back again. But he promised you what? I will come back again. That's in due time. But this season, you know, nobody likes to go through struggles. Nobody likes to go through situations. Nobody likes to have to be in the same old place in the muck and miry clay and go through. You want some joy. Well, your joy is not about the situation you is. Your joy is in Jesus. Yeah. And if you go through in the joy in Jesus, it don't matter what the circumstances are, you can endure. I never thought I could go through what I've been going through, but I'm going through it for Christ's sake. And guess what? I'm okay with it because nothing they do can get a hold of me. Nothing they do can bother me. Nothing they do can take me out of what God said, which is declares work. I might get a little weary in well doing, but God said keep on doing it. When you do, all of a sudden you see the results of God's provisional supply and his work being done.
Yes.
You know what it said in Ecclesiastes? Well, don't you? Somebody knows what it says in Ecclesiastes? To everything there what? There is a season. Don't read verses 1 and 2. To everything there is a season. A time to live and a time to die, a time to speak, and a time to be quiet. That's God's direction, his provisional supply. Speak when he says speak, and be quiet when he says be quiet.
My God.
It's under God. It's not, it's GPS. Everything uses GPS. They track you everywhere you are. They know everything that you do. You might not think so, but if you got a cell phone, they got you. You got a car, they got you, unless it's an old car. But all the new ones, they got GPS built in. People, I run around and I see people, they don't want to get a name. I don't want them to know who I am. I said, look, if you live in somewhere, they already know you live there. They already know who you are. They know based on your bank account. They know based on your job, your payment history. They know based on the things you buy and purchase. You don't believe me? Go out and buy something new and watch how it pops up on your Facebook.
My God.
Less than 60 seconds. Go. I tell you what you do. Go Google that you want some Breyers ice cream, and in 60 seconds, you're going to see a Breyers ice cream ad go across your Facebook. But that ain't new. There's nothing new in the sun. God already knows about that. He knows your hurts. He knows your joys. He knows your needs. He knows your shortcomings. That's why he prayed for Peter that his faith would remain strong. So when we use God's provisional supply and not the GPS, we understand that we are in the world, but not of the world.
Yes.
We understand the technology, and that's a wonderful thing, but we don't operate like the technology. We understand that we ought not be fighting our brothers and sisters, no matter what race they are, and we believe in Jesus Christ. And the minute that that starts to happen, we are outside the will of God, just like they're outside the will of God. We're going to argue over who's this and who's that, and we're not coming together on the word of God. Paul said, James said, remain faithful here. Let me tell you the next thing he says. He gives us a verse. He said in verse 10 and 11, look at this in verse 10 and 11. But the God of all grace, who has what? Called us into eternal glory by Christ Jesus. That's the position, y'all. That's the position. Our position is what? Eternal glory in Christ Jesus, in Christ Jesus. After that, you have suffered a while. What? He'll make you perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. He'll navigate it. He makes you perfect. He establishes your strength. He will settle you in the place that he wants you to go. To him be glory and dominion, what? Forever and ever. That's God's timing. It's forever. It's right in the word. Yes, we don't have to go nowhere. The position. He navigates in his timing to the God of all grace. Nobody else but the God of all who have called us into eternal glory by Christ Jesus. That's our after that he has suffered a while, making perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you.
Yes.
Oh, folks, they stand right still and steady myself.
Yes.
Settle us in who we are. Settle us in the position and place he wants us to be. Settle us to know that when we go so to do what God has to do, no matter what comes in the midst or what gets in the way, God still has a plan. They might throw some stumbling blocks in front of you. God still has a plan. You might have to spend a little extra money, but God still has a plan. You might have to go through some ups and some downs to get there, but God still has a plan. And when you go through this plan that God has, in due season, he brings you to the point to show you just who's going to be there, because this is what God has promised. I gave you a vision. I show you to the vision. I take you to the vision. I navigate you there. And in my time, it all come to pass. So thank he position, Lord. Navigates, and gives us his time.
Yes.
Somebody knows about that already.
My God.
Let me share something with you. Three times this week, I tried to give my tithes and my offering. Three times this week, I went on my computer and I went to the Destiny website and I went to online giving and I plugged in my information. I've done this, I don't know how many times before. And each time I came back with an error message. Something seems to have gone wrong. Ain't no wrong with the bank account. I know it's all there. Something seems to go wrong. I said, okay, maybe it's just the internet interference. So I stopped, then I go do it again. Then I went to do it last night. Again, there it was, and it didn't work. So I sent Deacon Solomon a message. Was there something wrong with our website or something going on? And he said, no. I just tried it at work. I said, okay. So I decided, well, I'll just grab my phone. I try not to do it from when I did my phone, and it all went through. So I thought, maybe I need to clear out my case, clear out the interference that might have been building up in my computer. So I get up this morning, and I went to clear it out, and I plugged clear it out. But one button I didn't check. I have some accounts that are my personal computer. I didn't want it to log me out of everything, the couple of things I might have in there. So I cleared the case. I thought, okay, it's going to work. So I went on there. I'm going to give an extra offering because I just want to make sure it worked. And it didn't work. And God said, it can't work when there's interference.
My God.
You tried to take a shortcut. You need to clear everything and not just some things.
Jesus.
And that's how it works with us. We got to clear it all out. That meant I can't be afraid to have to unlog out a couple accounts, have to log back in because I didn't want. I got to clear everything out because one of those things could be causing interference. In our lives today, we got to clear out everything that's not of God.
My Lord, thank you, Jesus.
And the only way it's going to work with God's provisional supply is to clear out the garbage. Jesus. Clear out the world. Clear out positions. Clear out opinions. Clear out those things which are not based on the truth.
Thank you, Lord.
There's so much clutter in our lives today. So much clutter in our minds today that we are not operating out of pure, unadulterated word of God.
My God. My God.
There's always opinions. Everybody's got an opinion. I got a letter from a college this week, and the opinions that they wrote, and they hate Black Lives Matter, and yet they went and used the words of Nelson Mandela, and they used the words of Charles Barkley, and they used the words of other people on how Marxism and everything is so wrong. And this was the Christian church.
Hello.
And I said, that ain't of God.
My God.
But yet God had already declared the truth. Because I persisted to do what he said, somebody was blessed to say, I know that I wasn't supposed to do this about a certain situation because everything that the word of God said didn't support who this person was. And we agreed upon that. But then when they won, we all changed to agree that that is the person. Now, I don't get it that if the word of God told you they weren't, how just because they won on a worldly scale, they now are.
My God.
Conversely, quote, if you're on the other side, all the things we're running after don't line up.
My God.
With the word of God. We got to use God's provisional supply and not the GPS.
No.
And so if we do that, then guess what? We can put a praise on it. Somebody say you can put a praise on it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your word today. Thank you, Lord God, that you have made provisions for us. Yes. Where we don't have to guess. You already provided. We don't have to be there. You already take us there. We don't have to, Father, make it up. You've already made the way. So, Father, yes. Thank you for the position. You died for us so that we might have a right.
Thank you, Jesus.
So when we accept you, we're in position. Thank you for navigating, for telling us which road to take, Lord God. The road of peace, the road of love, the road of your joy, the road of long-suffering, Lord God, the road of humility and humbleness, Lord God, meekness, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. You not only told us, but you showed us.
Yes, God.
And thank you, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Thank you, Lord God, that our time is not your time. Thank you, Lord God, that we should surrender to your time.
Yes, God.
For your time is perfect in your will. And in due season, Lord God, in due time, you will deliver us.
Oh, God.
That day when you come back, Lord God. That day when you say, speak, Lord God. The shackles are broken. That day when you say, move, Lord God. Obstacles, yes, God, get out of our way. That day when you say, do, Lord God. Nothing can stop us, Lord God.
Hallelujah.
Just as David understands, surely the God that I serve will not permit this Philistine giant to defeat us. Surely the God that we serve will not allow the traps of this world to defeat us. Surely the God that we serve will keep us in a secret place. Surely the God that we serve, we can hear in our secrets. Surely the God that we serve will remind us of his provisional supply so that one day we will be with you in the land and the kingdom, Lord God,
yes,
your place in glory. No more tears. Well, we can praise you every day, Lord God.
Yes, God.
Thank you for your love. Thank you for this is our prayer in the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to
Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen.